Petula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The value of Ireland's food, drink and horticulture exports declined by 4% last year to reach €16.3 billion. It followed a record-breaking year in 2022 when exports grew by 22%. Jim O'Toole is CEO of Borbia. He's here to talk about Borbia's export performance and prospects report. Jim O'Toole, a record-breaking year in 2022. What happened in 2023?
Good morning. We saw a very strong growth in 2022, and obviously we saw that that was on the back of input costs increasing, and we also saw inflation. And in 2023, then we saw that there was a cost of living crisis, and therefore the resistance at consumer level, at shopper level, to pay higher prices, saw a drop in demand, and that resulted in a drop of 4%. But I think in the context of that 2022 figure of 22% increase, that drop of 4% was a very solid performance by the sector and showed growth in some areas, so that it was quite a mixed bag, if you like, of performance in terms of positive results in some areas and then some challenges in different markets.
What export categories saw the biggest decreases?
We saw a big decrease in the dairy sector of 8%, and given that the dairy sector accounts for 40% of the total, that had a big impact on the overall figure. We also saw a decline in the alcohol sector. I think that is probably due to one-off impacts in the North American market. But then we saw our meat and livestock sector that was pretty much steady. We saw increases in cheese. We did see an increase of 7% in our prepared consumer foods. So as I say, while the headline number is down 4%, we think that's very positive given the tough economic conditions that were out there in the trade.
Now, you mentioned the meat and livestock exports. They were stable at €4.2 billion. Just before Christmas, Borbia welcomed the Department of Agriculture's progress on gaining access to the South Korean market for Irish beef exports. Are you hoping to access Vietnam as well?
That's right. We have an active program in Southeast Asia. This time last year, we got access to the Chinese market just before Christmas. We had an atypical case that meant we dropped out of that. We'll be hopeful that we'll get back into China in a short period of time. And we have plans to develop and access negotiations going on in other Southeast Asian markets.
How do we balance that with commitments to address climate change through sustainable agriculture?
Well, Irish agriculture and Irish livestock production has a low carbon footprint, relatively speaking, and the big impact on low emissions happens at farm. And we've a programme in place over 10 years working with the farming sector to lower our greenhouse gases. We have a programme in Borbia where we have every single week 700 farms, where they're each week in, week out, where their carbon footprint has been measured, and we're working with other state agencies like ICBF and Chagask to help farmers on an individual level to increase their efficiency and to lower their overall emissions and to improve their sustainable performance. And that's why customers from around the world actually seek out Ireland, because they see it as a sustainable option.
But aren't any gains made by farmers to reduce emissions undone by exporting beef to the likes of Vietnam, the likes of South Korea?
No, because the total volume of production, as I say, the impact is at lowering it at farm level. The transport element is absolutely negligible.
Okay, and that then Ireland signed a declaration of sustainable agriculture, resilient food systems and climate action at COP28. And again, like on balance, like if we're signing this and then we're exporting to likes of Vietnam, South Korea, China, how can we justify that?
Well, I think our report shows that 48% of our meat and livestock was exported to Britain, which is our closest market. The option of having markets in different parts of the world is there is a very broad array of products that are produced, and to have options for those exports so that we can maximise the value of our exports and in turn help livelihoods of farmers in Ireland and there is a demand for high quality nutrition that isn't able to be produced in those countries. It makes sustainable sense.
Okay, time is against us this morning. Jim O'Toole, CEO of Borbia, thank you very much for coming on the programme.